Welcome to the studio, Mayor Glenn Robertson, after last night's city council meeting. Welcome.
Oh, thank you. Glad to be here.
Free our street! Free our street! Free our street!
So how was that last night?
You know, it really was good. We had almost, guess, 25 people in attendance wearing the white T-shirts with Free Our Street. Number one, I want to tell you, they did a great job on the T-shirt. I think Chuck Lanehart kind of put all that together. But it's a group of merchants and attorneys and business folks that work up and along Avenue K. And quite frankly, they're tired of having their street blocked. It's hurting their businesses. It's especially the backdoor restaurant that's there. That lady spoke, and I just can't imagine how hard it's been on her business. And so, you know, we listened to their concerns last night, discussed it on the council, and took no action, which bothers me.
Did you say disgusted or disgusted?
No, we discussed it. There was a motion to open up one lane of the street for a 30-day period with kind of a contingency that if the wind got over 30 miles an hour, the building inspection department could shut the street back down for safety reasons. And it failed 3-3. But it tickled him.
Well, it's just,
it's pretty much over 30 every day.
No place else
spring.
But Lubbock, Texas. Not wind warning, streets closed.
It's, they're still concerned by the building inspection department of falling debris off that building. Mm-hmm. So it's a health and safety issue.
Sure.
It's also a liability issue. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got to weigh that as a council. If something does fall, not only do we not want somebody to get hurt, but if they do, we will get sued, and it's the taxpayers that have to pay.
Right.
And so, our number one job, in my opinion, is fiduciary responsibility to the taxpayers.
It is, though. It is an inconvenience because, I have a shop on Texas, and, I go to the post office. You go down K, and every time I do that, I've got to, go through mm-hmm. seven kinds of hill to, navigate it.
Is it really that bad?
It's pretty inconvenient, yeah.
I mean, I know
because
it's inconvenient,
here's what you
for
don't
know. Safety reasons.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not saying open the street mm-hmm. just to open the street and have it open. We want our street free. Now, let me make a suggestion. We had Michael Wyatt in here every Friday morning on the Ag right. segment. He's with AgriLife Research and his wife, Wyatt's Turf and More. He had a bully idea. This could be a fundraiser to raise funds. To put in the general fund, the operating budget mm-hmm. for the city, lower our taxes, lower the financial burden, maybe pay for whatever kind of energy generation thing we're putting together.
And we'd sponsor this for free.
Oh, we can be the official station of the Omni implosion. Now, what we do
I'm
here.
I'm getting excited just listening.
No, just listen. Don't get too excited yet because we don't want you to have a premature exhilaration. But what we could do is we could sell chances to be the one to push the button.
To implode the building.
Can you imagine? This would be an excellent time to debut this concept.
There's several problems with that, and I hate to be the one to rain on the parade.
We knew there would be.
But we don't own the building, and we can't.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
We can't legally implode it, number one. Well,
let's illegally implode it. What's he got? Okay, wait a minute here. The owner hasn't done a darn thing. You think he's going to get off his duff? You think he's even going to know if his building's missing?
What is the latest on the owner and what they're planning to do with the building?
We are in lawsuit right now. We do have a litigation filed against the owner, scheduled to go to court. We think a trial date in November. There's not a good answer right now. We are working on another alternative solution that I can't discuss, and hopefully we'll know more about that in a couple of weeks, but we have discussed this in executive session every time for probably 6 months, and we get reports from attorneys, and we bounce up different ideas around, and every time we think we come up with a really good creative way to solve that monstrosity problem down there, legal will come up and say, but we hadn't thought of this. And so it's really been difficult, and the sad thing is, The people most affected are the people who have businesses right along there. Mm-hmm. The other folks are people like Tom who have businesses maybe a mile or so away, but it just impedes their traffic. Mm-hmm. The third thing is it's hurting all of downtown because it's such an ugly eyesore. So we're struggling with it. Like I say, I hope to be able to announce something in a couple of weeks. Don't know if we will or not, but you know, we've got estimates of demolition of anywhere to $4 to $5 million. And
wow.
Then you end up with a vacant lot in downtown Lubbock at a value of, you know, you've got $200 a square foot and a piece of property that's worth $6 a foot. So, we have yet to come up with a good answer, but we are working on it diligently.
Wow.
It's a big problem.
It is.
$200 a square foot, you say?
For raw land, yes, sir, in downtown Lubbock, which there's no market for right now.
Okay. Mayor Glenn Robertson, we're talking about freeing our street, the Omni building on Avenue K, 716. We'll be back. Mayor Glenn Robertson in the house after the meeting last night, city council meeting. We had been talking about the Save Our Street people. I don't know if they've got T-shirts for sale somewhere, but they do have a point.
Well, they had last night, if you showed up in support of their effort, they were giving away T-shirts. And like I said, they had about 25 people in the crowd. And, you know, sometimes it takes that type of, I don't want to use the word demonstration because it wasn't, but that type of effort to get a city council's attention. And I have no issue with it at all. I applaud their effort.
Yeah, that's a bad situation. So currently we're in lawsuit seeking judgment. We have liens for over $200,000.
Correct.
Now, if we get the judgment, would we be able to seize the building?
If we get the judgment, the owner will have to take care of the issue. If he doesn't, then we would have the ability to go in and and here again, we're really speculating and guessing what a judge might say, which I'm not very good at doing. So I don't know where we would end up after the lawsuit.
And then even if you seize the building, then what are you going to do with it, right?
There's the problem. I mean, it's, you know, we could go in and condemn, we could file condemnation hearings against that, proceedings against that building today. But if we do that, the only option is to take the building by condemnation and tear it down. And so we don't want to, you know, that's an expense of maybe $4 to $5 million to the taxpayers. That's a tremendous amount of money. I mean, if we have to pay for tearing that building down in 1 year period, it's almost 5 cents on the tax rate.
Wow.
But the owner, I mean, shouldn't the owner have the responsibility of doing something with this building that he or she owns?
Well, he should, and that's the reason that our attorneys are – and we're handling all of this in-house with the lawsuit against the owner. So we don't have any outside counsel, so there's not any ongoing expense to the taxpayers. We're trying to get this done in the least costly way that mm-hmm. we can. We've all got that bad gut feeling that we're going to end up with a building and then we're going to have to tear it down. And we're trying to find ways to avoid that, but I don't know if that's going to be possible.
Okay. What else were you talking about this during this meeting? I guess payday lending. What's the pulse on that? I mean,
I couldn't get a good read on it. Councilman Klein wanted to form a task force to study the effects of payday lending in Lubbock and then make recommendations to our state legislature. Legislators. That didn't go anywhere, but I heard Councilman Hernandez speak to the issue, say, well, he'd like to regulate payday lending, but he doesn't want to do a task force. Now, it was discussed in executive session, but I got up and left the room because I felt like there was a violation of the Open Meetings Act going on, so I didn't wish to participate. So I informed attorneys to please let me know when they were through discussion the subject so that I could come back in. Because anytime I'm in a situation that I feel like that we're either on the edge or we are breaking the law, I'm not going to participate. And so Tom just did King's X sign, and that's pretty much what I did. It was, you know, I stand back. I wasn't comfortable. I felt like that we were either on, well, no, I really felt like we were absolutely in strict violation of the law, because the only reason we had it posted on executive session was to hear from our attorneys and for them to tell us, here's what you can and cannot do. And then we had a councilman start telling us what TML thought and giving his legal advice. And that's when I said, wait a minute. We can't do that. We can't discuss the merits or any of that. We can ask questions of legal, but that's all we could do in executive. And the conversation kept going the direction that I felt like was inappropriate. So I didn't get a good read on
this. This is just conjecture. This is personal conjecture. Maybe there are some people on city council that have been victims of predatory lending. I'm just saying.
Well, I guess that's a possibility.
And I don't even like the term predatory lending. I have never seen anybody forced to walk into one of these establishments and borrow money. I don't think it's predatory. I think we've got to a point in our society that we have forgotten all about personal responsibility.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I know, and I understand that. But some of these people that they take advantage of are uneducated people that don't know any better, and people who are
mentally handicapped. I'm sitting right here.
They do have nice buildings and nice signs, and they do pay taxes.
I mean, who protects people like that? From people that would take advantage of people.
Well, it beats the heck out of going down behind the Omni building and meeting Cousin Vincenzo, saying, "Hey, man, can you spot me a couple hundred bones?"
I agree that people should be allowed to make a living in this country, but not at the expense of taking advantage of other people. That's
not
cool.
If you enjoy the concept of capitalism, can you tell somebody they can't have a business? In the House, Mayor Glenn Robertson, after last night's meeting, you guys, there weren't too many bumps in the road.
I know, no fireworks?
No, it was really a very good meeting, productive meeting. We got everything done. Was out of there, at a much better time than we were out of there before 10, and the 2 weeks before it was 12:30. So I was grateful that we did a little bit better job of taking care of business.
I just wanted to take a moment to tell people or ask people to get out tomorrow and vote. Make your choice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And vote, because if you don't vote, you really don't have a right to complain.
I will tell you, this is a pivotal election for Lubbock, in my opinion, especially District 3. That seat's going to be open, and we've got a council that is it's a 4-3-5-2 council, sometimes a 3-3 with one in the middle, and I don't know if people realize how pivotal this election is. Could make a giant difference in the direction that Lubbock goes for the next 4 years. And, I'm not going to speak about any candidates individually.
Well, it trickles down and rolls downhill, but the far-reaching, the implications are, what happens in the next few years are going to affect us for the next 20.
Well, I think it'll affect you January 1st. This election will. And on your tax rates. You are more affected by your local government than you are any other government. We get in your pocket quicker than the state government and quicker than the federal government and for greater amounts. So I won't go into details about any candidates, but I will say, regardless if you live in districts 1, 3, or 5,
get off your duff.
Get out
and
vote. If the public gets out and we get a better turnout than what we've got right now, we'll get a good result. But with low turnout, it's a crapshoot. And I'm telling you, this election is serious for the city of Lubbock.
Oh, it certainly is. And, early voting is lower than it has been, which is disturbing.
Well, it hurts that we don't have a mayoral race. Hurts everybody but me. But in districts 2, 4, and 6, you've only got a school board race.
I know you're running unopposed, but what if you don't win?
Well, actually, there was a resolution in last night's meeting in the consent agenda, and I was officially elected mayor last night.
Oh,
the state secretary said that we had to do that, so the resolution was in there. I really kind of anticipated.
Thanks for the invite to the party, man.
Well, it was a little anticlimactic. I kind of, the council surprised me. I felt like somebody would pull it just to pull it and mess with me and to give me an opportunity to vote against it. But it was in the consent agenda, so it passed 6-0. So I am officially elected mayor for an additional term.
Congratulations. Well,
thank you.
I think.
Well, you know, I asked for it, and I do. I love this job. I like what I'm doing. I really do.
You know, I do some business with your brother, Grady.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's going to be mad you said that on air. you just upset.
I just got to tell you, sometimes we sit down in the middle of
all... He wasn't claiming him today.
We sit down in the middle of all the sawdust, and we sit there and we say, okay...
Was that Grady Collins saying, yeah, don't ever say that again?
you know.
A threatening phone call from my brother.
Hold on just a second. No, that wasn't Grady.
Good.
But sometimes we sit down in the middle of sawdust and he'll just say, you know what? Glenn, he can have it. I don't know what he's thinking.
Well, Grady always was the smart one in the family.
Wow.
Well, it is a tough job.
You know it is, but it's like I tell people, it's the hardest job I've ever had, the worst paying job I've ever had, but it's also the most rewarding. Because when you get something done in this environment with a council that, you know, really doesn't agree on much, the feeling of accomplishment is unbelievable. And if you make some good accomplishments, just one or two per term, they can last 15, 20, 30 years.
Right.
So, like I say, I love it.
Right now, it's 7:43. We're going to be talking about our new city attorney, Chad Weaver, coming up. Mayor Glenn Robertson, when we come back. Public's First News, Tom Collins and Laura Mack. Little known fact, the mayor's just come out of the closet on this. In 65 years, he's never... I repeat, never clean the toilet.
What do you mean 65 years?
Isn't that what you said?
No, 55. Oh. I'm not worried about the toilet fact. I've led a sheltered life, but don't add another 10 years on my life.
Well,
how did
you know what?
Get all the way? How did you never cleaned a toilet?
Well, you know, I got married when I was, I've been 18 for like a week when I got married. So I went straight from my mother's house to being married.
Your mama didn't make you clean toilets.
You're a kept man.
I will tell you, I cleaned a lot of bathtubs and showers and have done most everything in the world, but I don't think I have cleaned a toilet. And I was single for about a 5-year period in my 40s.
Ew.
You know, here's the thing.
You never cleaned your toilet?
Well, it might have been.
Don't even go there. Hey, you know, Glenn, you just don't hit me as the kind of guy that keep your finger out of the bowl. You know, really.
I don't know. I've, like I said, I guess okay. A little bit
did
of a
sheltered life. Did you hire someone to do that?
Here's what's happening.
Okay. I would have company that would do that.
This is an
automatic. Well, I'll bet.
Now this is a given and it's automatic. You are going to get a complimentary bottle of Outclean toilet bowl cleaner and the Couture potty loofah on a stick.
Oh, honey,
from the cleaning house.
Honey, you've got an anniversary present coming. I can see it now.
What a guy. All right.
Why does she stay with you?
I ask myself that every morning.
Here directly, coming up in the next segment, we're going to be talking about the Lubbock Music Festival.
Right.
Okay, right now we're going to shift gears and we're going to go to City Attorney Chad Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he is now our city attorney.
Yes. Chad worked for the city for 8 years, worked for Midland, I believe, for 12 years before that. Extremely competent attorney. I think we'll do a very good job of managing that office. You know, when you go from one of the assistant attorneys to the city attorney, you get from more a legal role to administrative role. Now, he is the lead attorney, but his job is going to be to make sure that office is well managed. His salary is going to be $196,000, which is less than what we paid the previous attorney. We did agree to give him a 6-month severance agreement. What that means, if he is terminated by this council or any other council for no reason.
Now, people were kind of really concerned about this.
Yes. Now, you know, if he's fired for no reason, then he'll get 6 months pay. And the reason you want to do that, particularly with your city attorney, is twofold. Number one, he works for a revolving board, and he doesn't know who he's going to work for really next week, because we could have 3 council members change over next week. So he's working for a council that changes every 2 years. So there's not a lot of job security there, and it's very political. But the other reason is he's given advice to elected officials. And he needs some security in knowing that, hey, if I upset this council member, Because I don't give him the answer that he wants. And he can rally support to fire me.
Notice he's saying he. He.
He or she.
he didn't mean jumped, anything
he
by
jumps
that.
To I every know. Conclusion there is. But, you know, it gives him a lot more confidence in telling us what we really need to hear instead of what we want to hear.
Well, you know, it always makes me feel better to know when I'm hired how I'm going to get fired. You know, welcome to the program.
Well, and remember, the last city manager had a 1-year severance agreement with an additional month for every year she worked. The CEO of LPNL has a 2-year severance agreement. If they fire him today for no cause, he gets 2 years' pay. So 6 months is a very reasonable request.
By the way, we're going to go to break. But before we do, I'd like to make a personal recommendation. I think you ought to just get rid of it. We need to figure out a way to pay him his $261,000 for his 2 years, kiss him goodbye, and get down to business. Tom Collins, Laura Mack, Mayor Glenn Robertson in the house. Social media going crazy. He gets a text from his son, live from the sunrise on Lake Allen Henry.
Correct.
You know, saying Beat's talking on the radio. He's out fishing.
That's not right.
You know, and then I get a text from one of our listeners on my phone, says, the mayor sounds like a cool guy. Wow.
Well, that's just till you get to know him.
Yeah.
We would like to
spend a little time with me.
Jeremiah, we would like to add that the mayor is wearing A&M colors this morning.
Oh,
so.
No, that's red. That's not
that
maroon.
Is red.
No, no.
Yeah. No.
I'm just saying.
The mayor is too cool for that.
Yeah, let's don't get that.
All right. Okay. All right. What about the Lubbock Music Festival? Is this a dream or is this going to become a reality?
I brought it up in the budget session this week that we need to do what we can to help resurrect that. And if it takes a little seed money, I think the city needs to put a little seed money in it. You know, you can go back to the days of the Tornado Jam and just look at the talent that's been brought to Lubbock, the tourism that it's brought in, the hotel beds it's filled, the restaurants it's filled, and look at the fact that Lubbock has produced some of the finest musicians in the world for 50, 60, 70 years.
Yeah, why shouldn't we capitalize on that?
Maybe you could take a hint from Joe Ely and drive your Harley off into the lake.
Well, I drive yours into the lake. I'm not going to drive mine into the lake. But, you know, we've given pretty much Austin a complete music industry. You look at the musicians that are down there, most of them come out of Lubbock.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we need to start capitalizing on that. It's a great industry. We've produced so many great entertainers out of Lubbock that I would like to see us get back to really building that tourism and promoting our music business.
Not like we don't have an amphitheater or anything, you know?
Right.
So I will tell you, council was very receptive to it. I think we'll see something get started on it again.
Okay, good.
Wonderful.
Hey, Mayor, thanks for joining us this
great
morning.
Great to be here.
Appreciate you coming in.